A deepening diplomatic row between the U.S. and Iran over Tehran's pick for ambassador to the United Nations. U.S. lawmakers have sent a bill to President Barack Obama which would bar Hamid Abutalibi from entering America. The Iranian government, however, has rejected that move as unacceptable. More on that now in this report.
U.S. lawmakers voted on Thursday to deny visa to Iran's newly appointed U.N. ambassador. The House of Representatives passed the bill after the Senate did the same a few days ago. The White House has signaled that a visa for Hamid Abutalibi is, quote, not viable, but it has declined to say whether President Barack Obama would sign the legislation. It's been alleged by some officials in the U.S. that Abutalibi was involved in the takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran in 1979. At that time, Iranian students took over the embassy, which was believed to be involved in spying activities in Iran. Abutalibi, who previously served as Iran's ambassador to Belgium, the European Union, Italy, and Australia, has denied any involvement in the embassy takeover. The veteran diplomat says he only helped the students with translation. In recent days, Iran has reacted to the ongoing efforts aimed at blocking its pick from entering the U.S. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has said the measure is unacceptable and that Tehran will follow up on the issue through diplomatic channels.
This very ill-timed and unjustified and unwise initiative by the U.S. Congress basically puts the U.S. government in contempt of its international obligations, because as the host country for the United Nations, U.S. is obligated to maintain certain protocols and principles, one of which is the exemption of foreign diplomats from the regular immigration procedures and screening them.
Critics also say the move would send a negative signal at a time when Iran and the U.S. have shown signs of rapprochement.
Well, I think it sends a very negative, horrible message that the hostility, very familiar to the Iranian people, by the United States toward Iran continues despite the recent advancements in nuclear talks.
Tehran argues that Abutalibi is one of its most experienced diplomats and that he had received a U.S. visa to visit the U.N. in the 1990s. The United Nations has meanwhile described the row as an issue between Iran and the U.S. The world body says it will consider the possibility of playing a role in the dispute only if needed.